Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Lyle.
Tuesday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a wee little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east, live. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, under whatever circumstances, under whomever you receive us, or while you receive, you know what I mean. Thanks for listening to us. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, taking on the usual bullshit from the right. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Viva fucking resistance, baby.
Viva la resistance. If you're listening live, don't forget to hear this lovely Tuesday. We have a brand spanking shiny new K voice, a voice of resistance at 4 p.m. Pacific here right after our show. And don't forget all the other stuff on Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7 at crabdiving.com/live, or you can download everything at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com.
Yay!
Leave us nice reviews and shit.
Thumbs us up.
Awesome.
Word of mouth.
All kinds of shit is going on this lovely Southern California Tuesday. Of course, it's Tuesday in the other half of the world, I guess.
Oh, that's right.
You've raped Bill Cosby.
Oh. Glenn Beck. Got some Glenn Beck news coming up.
Oh, shit.
Him and Tommy, whatever the fuck
Tommy
her name
Lauren.
Is. Tommy Lauren. Lauren is apparently they're oiling up and getting ready to hop in the ring.
Oh, geez. I thought you were going to tell me Glenn Beck was transitioning.
To what?
I don't know. Choose your own adventure.
There's all kinds of shit going on in the news. Before we get to the fun stuff, don't forget, if you want to tweet us during the show, you can communicate with us at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, where everything libtards are afraid of.
Oh,
we just,
yes.
Our good friend Bill our conservaloon, Bill.
I saw that.
On the Twitter.
Said, what is he afraid of? Or what is he referring to?
We are afraid. It was a picture of Nikki Haley with a big gun.
Oh, I put that up as a promo for today's show.
Oh, well, thank the dumb conservative for replying to it and making it more popular on Twitter.
Right.
He said everything libtards are afraid of. Nikki Haley with a big gun? Why?
Well, I mean, there is some truth to that. I think there is something to be feared of conservatives walking around with firearms, don't you?
I mean,
I'm not afraid of Nikki Haley.
Well, right.
I mean, that's not what I'm saying.
I'd be afraid of Bill walking around with a long gun down there in Texas.
Now you're talking.
Where he's from. Let's see what's going on in the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, April 18th, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Somebody the other day on the Twitter said that we should copyright the year of our Lord to try to keep the fucking Kentucky lunatics from putting that on every one of their...
It would be ours.
Of their government. Yeah, I think it's
and
probably...
And no one else could use it.
I think it's probably non...
Oh, I love
it's one
that.
Of those. It's not real... maybe we should start a company called In the Year of Our Lord, and then that'll keep them from...
Oh, yes.
...doing that shit.
I'm going to go back in time and copyright Jesus.
There you go.
Dang.
Or at least sign him.
Oh, yeah.
As an agent.
An autograph. Get an autograph.
Shit, 10% of that Jesus money over the past couple thousand years?
I'm rich, baby. I got savior cash.
The headline over to the commie pinko liberal.
It baits.
Huffington Post.
Fuck you.
This is amazing. I think actually Celeste may have sent us a story too on the Twitter. But the headline says, JKNK. Oh, it must mean just kidding. JKNK, just kidding, North Korea. Trump, quote, armada went wrong way for days.
Oh, shit.
Did you see the story? Spicy, I think it was, or Trump or somebody the other day was like, look at our big swinging American dick. We're sending a giant aircraft carrier and an armada. He called it a fucking armada.
What constitutes an armada? It's a group of fucking warboats, right?
I mean, I guess technically it's okay, but yes. It's such a weird,
arcane
ancient term.
Which actually doesn't even matter. You mean a group of boats in the middle of fucking nowhere?
It's a fleet of warships. It says that the 2 weeks ago when they said, that's it, we're sending our American aircraft carrier up there to North Korea to, to send them... dirty looks from the deck. I don't know what the fuck they were said to get for.
They're gonna mad mug them,
and maybe moon them, and
mugging. It's mean mugging. That's what people say now. When you give somebody a dirty look, you're mean mugging them.
Mean
mugging.
Mean MEAN.
Yes, like and meaning like
not meme mugging. Not like you're stealing somebody's memes,
and not mean mugging as in the middle number or the average. The average is the mean.
Well, the mean is kind of the mean, isn't it? There's the median, the mean,
yes.
And the average.
Oh, shit. The mean. I thought the mean was the average.
It doesn't matter. They're all related.
They're all numbers.
But the average is you add them all up and you divide by the number of numbers.
Right.
The median is you... Ooh, is the median where you add up the top number and the bottom number... And
you're looking for a
whatever
halfway
is halfway
point.
In between of those yes. amounts is the median.
That is correct, Pat.
And the mean, I think, if I remember correctly from my maths, is
You went to Catholic school. You should know
is the term that is directly in the middle.
Okay,
I think
right
of a group of numbers, regardless of or a group of terms, regardless of its amount. So you could have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Five would be the mean, I guess.
Regardless of the amount.
But if I say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1 million, it yes. still would be five.
See, there's no racism and there's no hate in numbers. It's just straightforward.
Well, that's why Republicans hate them.
Boo.
There's no racism and hate.
There you go.
So they said when Spicy was like, that's it. We're sending this aircraft carrier to go, I don't know, aircraft carry at the North Koreans.
Oh, man.
It was actually headed in the absolute opposite direction down to the Indian Ocean.
How does that happen?
Because, I don't know.
I mean, really?
I don't know.
Don't they have GPS or something in that boat?
On April 8th, they announced that the USS Carl Vinson Strike Group.
Right.
Would be chugging up north to the Western Pacific after leaving Singapore.
Right.
An American official said that the ships were heading towards the Korean Peninsula as a big show of force.
Should have MapQuest that shit.
And then following that, the next day, even our national security advisor, H.R. McMaster, the guy right. who is supposed to be... Excuse me, one of the adults in the room?
Yes.
He said, yeah, we're sending them up to the Korean Peninsula as a, quote, prudent show of force. And then, of course, Trump
Yes.
Has to weigh in. Anything military, he's way into.
He's the most militaristic.
Trump said, we're sending an armada. Very powerful. We have submarines. Very powerful. Far more powerful than the aircraft carrier.
Oh, my God. We know. We know. Yes. Aircraft carriers and submarines, they're very powerful. Everybody knows that.
We have the best military people on Earth. And I will say this. He's doing the wrong thing. Meaning Kim Jong-un.
Yes.
But
he's wrong.
A little details. However, yesterday, something called Defense News pointed out that there were some photos that were released by the Navy, that showed on last Saturday showed that aircraft carrier passing through something called the Sunda Strait in Indonesia, which is about 3,500 miles from Korea.
Oh my God.
And heading in the wrong direction.
I wonder how it works on a boat when you figure out where you're going. You always say, plot a course for blah, blah, blah.
Make it so, number
Make
one.
It so. You think number one just fucked up? Number one put in Indonesia instead
Or nobody told them.
Oh, yeah. Nobody rang them up.
I mean, 2 weeks is a long time to not know that your armada is heading in the wrong direction.
2 weeks.
Especially since, I don't know, we have like modern technology called radios and satellites and shit. It's not like they're using sextants and pigeons.
What if we really needed this? I mean, I'm sure wherever this boat is going, we need it to be there. But what if it was dire? What if they were coming to the aid of someone and time was of the essence?
Right. They need a low jack on it or something.
No, they're in the middle of fucking nowhere. They don't know where they are. Is this McHale's Navy?
So the ship has since turned around and is now heading up to North Korea. So it actually is going. But 2 weeks is a pretty big oops. It wasn't like a day or two. And they're like, hey, we saw that ship that's supposed to be heading to Korea in Indonesia.
Oh, yeah.
But this was 2 weeks later and heading the wrong direction. So,
where's my armada?
So I guess, I don't know. We haven't heard anything about how that might have happened.
Well, I don't know how people, you know, you're in the ocean. I mean, what are you supposed to do? It's water everywhere. How do you know which way you're fucking going at any given moment?
Like I said, I think we've progressed past the sextants and I think we have, you know, GPS and satellites and shit.
Somebody was like, you know what? Fuck it. This looks right. I'm going to bed.
Or they didn't hear. I mean, I can't imagine that they would be going. And obviously, a whole fleet's not going in the wrong direction.
Right.
If they all got orders, they didn't get the orders.
Or maybe, yeah, that's got to be it.
That's got to be it.
Someone forgot to tell the Navy who the fuck we were attacking.
They're all like, yeah, let's totally send that up there.
Well, and also it's very strange because didn't Schittler, after he dropped the Moab on Afghanistan, say that, you know, my military is fully authorized to do whatever the fuck they want.
My military.
Yeah, mine. And my military can go wherever it wants. You don't even know where your military is. There's a whole boat.
It's going down the tubers.
But you don't know where. You don't know where your boat is.
I mean, it's just one international embarrassment after another.
You think Melania was like, Donald, did you tell that aircraft carrier to go to North Korea?
No, they're not. She left after Easter Sunday. Are you kidding me? After she poked Donald to get him to make sure that he put his hand over his heart for the national anthem.
I hope there is nuclear war and I am annihilated.
She got the fuck out of there.
She probably is hoping for the end of the world.
Can I move to Portland?
Can I just be done?
Yeah.
Can I be done with being married to you?
Baron and I are moving to Seoul.
You think Baron's a load?
No, I think he's
young.
He seems
right?
Pretty quiet. 10, yeah. 11, something like that.
I just don't know what happens. I don't know what a 10-year-old
who has his own floor
to a skyscraper in the middle of Manhattan. I don't know what that turns into. I imagine a monster.
Well, look at our president. He didn't have his own floor, but he was a rich little dick from New York.
Now he's got his own military.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo.
Oh, shit.
That the Trumpenstein administration done fucked up.
That's a huge fuck up, man.
We're sending our fleet.
Wait a second. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around this. So for 2 weeks, the administration thought this Armada or whatever was on point A, but it was actually on point B.
And heading in the wrong direction.
God, for two motherfucking weeks in the middle of this whole North Korea kerfuffle. Damn. It's a fuck up.
Oh, there's a new red headline over at the Drudge Report.
Oh, shit.
The big headline says O'Reilly hit with another one.
Damn.
They must be turning on O'Reilly over at the Drudge Report because shit, with all this stuff going on, and then they put a headline about O'Reilly?
Is he violent and mean, or is he also handsy? I mean, what is the thing with him? Is he a little bit of everything?
I don't even know if he's necessarily even been accused of being handsy, but he's definitely like, fuck me or you're fired-y.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So now it's over at the Hollywood Reporter. The headline says, new Bill O'Reilly accuser says he called her hot chocolate. And leered. Ugh.
God damn it, Bill. Isn't he doing a whole news program? Doesn't he produce a daily fucking show? It's on every fucking weeknight.
Yeah, well, yeah.
How does he have this?
He hosts a show. I don't know how much work he does.
How does he have all this time on his hands to fucking harass people?
Everybody that's doing the real work on the show.
Right.
That brings all the stories to him. He doesn't do his own stories.
How horrifying, man. I got to bring Bill this breakdown. I hope he doesn't feel my titties.
I think the only thing he does is write that talking points memo, probably. Jeez. That he gets to read to everybody.
Like, and that's barely like writing.
Like a sing-along.
It's barely writing. It's just words.
So according to attorney Lisa Bloom, I believe she's the attorney that is representing the growing numbers women. And I know the last one didn't even want money.
Right.
Like, you know, his and Fox News's and I don't know, the president's defense of these assholes is that I'm just rich and they're looking for money.
Hell yeah, man.
But that's
they should get money from this lunatic.
But that's not the case because the latest cases are there's this statute of limitations. I don't even think they are. It's as far as like a crime or something. Or
yeah. He just created a hostile work environment, right?
Yeah. It says Bill O'Reilly used to leer at an African-American Fox News clerical worker. And called her hot chocolate.
Oh, God.
Who helped Lisa Bloom, who helped the woman report the harassment.
Hello.
To the network's hotline.
Hello.
she reported to the hotline. You remember that's Bill O'Reilly's defense, and Fox's defense was, wait a minute, none of these bitches ever called the hotline.
What about hot chocolate, Bill? Hot chocolate. Oh, my God. I mean, hi, hot chocolate.
She worked for a different show in 2008 while this was going on, but the O'Reilly Factor host's office was near her desk.
Oh, shit.
So that's a victim of geography.
I got to tell you something. That's the most unfortunate seat in all of Fox News. Everybody knows about that desk.
Bloom told lawyer told the Hollywood Reporter he would never talk to her, not even hello, except to grunt at her like a wild boar. He would leer at her. He would always do this when no one else was around. She was scared.
Well, yes, of course. Terrifying.
She said the woman spoke with three witnesses, or the attorney spoke with three witnesses who knew the woman at the time and confirmed that she was upset and stressed at the end of each workday by these incidents. She's not asking for any money, says Bloom.
God,
she just wants people to know her story. There's another one. Doesn't want any money.
Right. God, that is so fucked up. And he's also big, right? He's a big, imposing, like, bully-looking guy, right? He's tall.
Like a tall, lurchy kind of guy.
I mean, if he's the only one in the office, he's a star. He's sitting staring at you at your fucking desk. Man, that's fucked up. It's very creepy. At the very least, it's a creepy work environment.
Bloom is also representing, this is from the Hollywood Reporter still, radio personality Wendy Walsh, who says she was forced out of the network after refusing O'Reilly's advances.
Oh, God. Imagine. Now you got to turn this guy down. Oh, God, I bet he's a little baby about it.
It was a New York Times story that blew all this open in April 1st. It'd be funny if it was an April Fool's joke and then they found out it was actually true. We were just kidding, but holy shit, all these women came out of the woodwork. They say that during his tenure at the network, at least 5 women were paid off to keep silent about the harassment.
God, how is this show really that good? Does it really have that many ratings that it's worth?
I saw I think it was today, they did a poll.
Yes.
And this is of his fans. This isn't normal human beings.
Good God. That they find joy watching this fuckhead's television show.
He still have a positive view of Bill O'Reilly.
65?
Of his viewers.
God
of
damn.
Of his horrible, old, angry, white viewers.
You know, I mean, listen, I'll listen to Alex Jones because it's so insane. He's like a cartoon.
Got a lot more about Alex Jones.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I assumed we were kind of closing the book on him because how could he get any crazier?
He's kind of not happy about the whole, I don't think he's happy about the whole I'm a performance artist angle from his lawyer. Or he finally made the calculation that the millions he gets from all the dummies is more important to him than his kids.
Oh, right. His kids are like, oh yeah, please. Get me out of the spotlight. Oh,
And if he's now saying, fuck it, I'm not a performance artist.
Good Lord.
That's the real me.
But I don't see how Bill O'Reilly has fans, man. I just don't get
a lot of angry old white guys out there who think it's funny. They like the guys that listen to Rush and they're like,
right.
Listen to him. Listen to what Rush said about O'Dummer.
But Alex Jones is like watching like a really horrible movie about the end of the world. You know, there's a little bit of entertainment.
Even if he's not faking it, he is a performance artist.
Right.
I don't give a shit what he says, even if he absolutely 100% believes everything he says.
Yeah, but Bill O'Reilly's like a smug boar. Oh, yeah. He just sits there and he reads his shit
off
the prompter.
Human.
And there's nothing remotely likable about him. Not that there's anything likable about Alex Jones. I mean, he's nuts, but good God.
So
drug his wife down the stairs too, apparently, right? In that bill, Dildo O'Reilly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
It was in his divorce something, the wife said that he choked her and dragged her down the stairs in front of the
kids. Listen, it's a GOP. It's a party of motherfucking family values, guys.
The allegations against Dildo follow a flurry of litigation and press involving women who say they were harassed and or retaliated against by ousted CEO Roger Ailes. Gretchen Carlson was the first one. She got a lot of money, rightfully so. There have been several other women who have filed. Ailes was fired.
Oh, shit.
After Megyn Kelly stepped in and spoke with investigators and said she had been harassed.
By Ailes.
By Ailes.
Oh, my God.
And then there was another story coming out this week that they said that Megyn Kelly... That's the reason she left Fox was because of Bill O'Reilly. Because Bill O'Reilly, after this whole thing broke with Roger Ailes, remember Bill O'Reilly was like, you know, people just wanted to bring down rich men.
Oh, yeah. It's the war on white guys.
Yeah. He didn't believe it. Oh, he's
so fucked up.
They just want to. And that's when Bill O'Reilly said, yeah, they do it to me, too, because I'm rich and powerful.
God, Fox News, man. If you're a woman, you got to go over there, show your legs. And then in the green room in the backstage, it's like a. I don't know what it is. It's like a fucking house of horrors, you know? Roger Ailes is creeping around in the shadows.
Oh,
and
God. All
Dildo O'Reilly.
White guys with their moves.
Oh, just leering at people. Hi.
Gross.
What's up, hot chocolate?
I saw a meme the other day. It was just some right-wing, alt-right little pencil dick on Twitter. Not famous, you know.
Right.
Surely a bot. Like 5,000 tweets and 100 followers. One of those.
Oh yeah.
It was like we need to, you know, it was anti-cuck. It was just one of those.
Oh yes.
We need to get back to a time when manly men knew how to run things. And it was a picture of, I can't remember his name, Draper from Mad Men.
Don Draper
from Mad Men. That's the epitome.
Yes.
That is a positive role model. This asshole put a picture of Don sexually harassing, cheating on his wife, Draper. Sorry, spoiler alert for Mad Men.
But I always thought Don Draper was one of the more evolved characters on that
show.
I mean, comparatively. So,
well, right.
I mean, I think he brings a woman into the advertising agency to write copy or something. It's a huge thing.
Oh, you know, that is in the first season, right?
He
kind of champions her actually having ideas.
That, I tell you what, Mad Men, above any other fucking show, they make drinking look so much fun.
Right.
The good old days when you had a bar at work in your office.
You could get drunk, fucked up. That's the heyday for somebody like Roger Ailes.
Oh, sure.
Or Dildo Riley.
A couple of cocktails in the during lunch and get a little grab assy with the assistant.
I'm going to take a pass to the secretary pool.
The red headline over at the Drudge Report is, I guess there's been a shooting.
Oh, God damn it.
I know it's America. Of course,
shocker.
There's been 100 shootings today. But this is in central Fresno.
Oh, God, California.
Three people were shot and killed after a man went on a shooting spree, randomly shooting at four white men, killing three before he was taken into custody. Uh-oh. Corey Ali Muhammad.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Facing four counts of murder.
Here we go.
The police are calling it random act of violence.
Terrorism.
He dove to the ground.
Yes.
And yelled... They said Ali Akbar. Isn't it Allahu Akbar?
Ali Akbar is the guy.
Ali Akbar is a name.
Well, was the admiral from Return of the Jedi that brought down
the second
Death Star. You don't remember that?
Admiral Akbar.
Took out the second Death Star.
But isn't it Allahu Akbar?
I think so.
Akbar? What the fuck is wrong with the Fresno Bee?
Yeah, we need some clarification on that.
They say it's too early to determine if the shootings involve terrorism.
Ugh. Jesus Christ, if I'm in a public place and someone's shooting at me, guess what? That's terrorism.
Here it says, however, regardless of your motivations, I'm terrified. You're shooting at me.
I'm shitting my pants.
However, a review of Muhammad's social media shows he quoted the phrase, now they say, right, Allahu Akbar in a tweet.
Right.
Which means God is the greatest in Arabic.
Which isn't that's not a violent statement, right? It's just saying God is the greatest.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they do tend to yell that when they're killing people, but the phrase itself is innocuous.
Well, to each his own.
So there you go. That's just happening over at, breaking over at the Drudge Report.
Ugh.
Of course, they've got 1, 2, 3, 4 headlines, of course. Shooting rampage, Fresno, 3 dead. Suspect screams Allah Akbar.
And then
hatred towards white people is the other headline.
Oh, my God. There's nothing else to consider. Nothing. By the way, Dylan Roof goes to that church. He's decked out in Nazi bullshit. White supremacist shit everywhere. They're not going to call that domestic terrorism, right?
Oh, right.
Fuck that.
And the guy who shot up the abortion clinic.
Right.
That's not terrorism. And in fact, I think, let me see.
Are you talking about that lunatic, that guy, the big scary looking.
The big wide eyes. Yeah.
Oh my God. That guy was.
Sanpaku eyes.
Fuck. What?
It might not even be right, but a friend of mine who lived in Japan said.
Yes.
There was a term they use there for the people that you can see the whole circles of their eyes.
Okay.
All of their irises because their eyes are so wide and crazy looking. And that means it's called Sanpaku.
Sanpaku.
They could have been full of shit. I could have been saying it wrong all these years.
Well, that dude was totally Sanpaku because he looked bananas sitting there in that courtroom. Shit. So glad he had a gun, by the way.
Oh, here we go. I know I saw this story. This is out of the wonderful, beautiful, lovely Sovereign Republic.
Fuck you.
Don't mess with Texas.
Of Texas.
Nobody wants to, dickhead.
Where they're still battling to keep transgendered people out of the bathroom would just prefer to use. I was reading something about that this morning. But this story is about, the headline says, FBI busts Texas right-wing extremist planning mass shooting.
Great. Oh, a crazy-ass white motherfucker with a gun. Awesome.
A search warrant was executed on the home of 50-year-old Stephen Thomas Bale.
God damn it, boy.
Bailey, B-O-E-H-L-E, Bowl, Bowley, Bailey, Bowl, whatever.
I know not.
After a confidential informant, somebody ratted on him, thankfully, said he was planning a shooting spree. The complaint from the arrest warrant says Bowley Bailey exhibits sovereign citizen extremism ideology.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. I don't recognize your court. I have sovereign rights from the Lord God given to me.
That guy needs a rubber room.
That's what something. That guy in Wisconsin that they he was a guy who sent. Did you see that story? He I don't think he even killed. Unfortunately, he didn't hurt, kill or hurt anybody, but he broke into a gun shop in Wisconsin, stole a shit ton of guns, and then he sent a 160 plus page manifesto, handwritten, to Donald J. Trump.
No, God. You know, I always wonder when these gun stores get robbed, because there's lots of the guns get stolen all the time, I guess, because they're expensive, right? They cost a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
Why don't they keep these guns when they're stored? Why don't they take out a firing pin or some little part of them until they sell the gun? That way, if somebody steals it, they can't go on a shooting spree.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is that a dumb? I don't know shit about guns, so maybe I'm a ninny little fuck liberal. Well, cuck.
Then you got to put it back together, but you could. I mean, you can't just slip it in there.
Yeah.
Some way.
Right.
So, yeah, let me manifesto.
You're Googling
now. I
want to
look at this guy.
I want to hear what he said.
Yeah, Wisconsin man. So, let me, we'll get back to Wisconsin. Let me finish Texas. So this guy is prohibited from owning firearms due to a 1993 assault on an intimate partner.
Oh, God.
So he's not even supposed to have guns, this guy.
He lost his privileges.
They found three in his home. It's funny, interesting, because the Wisconsin dude, the reason in his manifesto and the reason that he's telling people that he broke in to steal the guns wasn't that he wants to hurt anybody, but he also is a felon and had his right to own firearms taken away. So he said he's just protecting himself. I hate thieves. But the unconstitutional government of the United States is taking away my rights to defend myself.
Shit. This guy sounds like a delusional motherfucker. Let me guess, if I had to look on his iTunes, what podcast would be downloaded?
Probably Crab Diving.
InfoWars, baby.
Yeah.
Alex Jones. Breitbart.
And he was also charged with making false statements about his criminal history, trying to buy additional firearms from gun dealers in Austin.
And you know what? I was reading somewhere that something Trump is trying to do. You know, you have a certain amount of time that you have to do a background check in. He's trying to make it so if that background check isn't completed by the deadline, then you just get your gun.
I've seen that. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen that.
How is that good
That's
for us?
That's the default. Oh, we're taking too much time to see if you're unqualified to have a firearm. So, sorry, here you go.
I mean, God damn it. I listen, I understand these gun nuts, their argument, like they think it's their God-given right by our, you know, society to own a gun, right? But now we
from
just
the Lord.
We just want to have these background checks. But God forbid the check takes a couple of extra days and they're inconvenienced. Right. They get their fucking gun anyway.
Yes.
But what about me? What if that guy's nuts and then I get shot? You'd want to make him wait.
Well,
but
yeah,
I'm fucking dead.
You don't want to infringe on that poor man's rights.
There's just no way
to hurry up and buy an illegal gun to shoot somebody.
Listen, I know I sound like a ninny lib, but I don't think the concept I just rattled off is insane. I mean, just get 3 to 5 days, maybe a few extra days for the background check. That way, you know.
I'm bouncing back and forth here, but the Texas guy,
fuck you,
was planning.
Oh God,
I don't really have any more news, but it does say
sounds disturbing as fuck
that he had 3 guns and 1,100 rounds of ammo.
Is that a lot?
It's 1,100 bullets. 1,100 bullets.
Well, like if you have a machine gun and you just take it and you just brrr, you spray it. I mean, how many bullets fly out at a time or at a
couple of second, maybe?
God. Okay.
So you've got 500 seconds of ammo.
Okay.
The it says that he exhibits, like I said, that extreme sovereign citizen extremism ideology.
Oh, great. I'm so happy he's got a gun.
On three occasions, he attempted to buy a firearm in Austin.
Yeah.
But was denied.
How many?
Well, see, that worked.
Yeah. I wonder how much camo this guy owns in his wardrobe.
Oh, and they want to change this. The Republicans. He responded no each time to a question asking if he had ever been convicted of a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence. Remember, it doesn't even have to be
a felony
if it's a violent-y type of misdemeanor, and including domestic violence. And they want to get rid of that one.
There, why are you erring on the side of the gun owner? I mean, yeah, I know you want to sell more guns. That's all that matters.
So what if he took a swing at his mouthy wife a few years ago?
It would never.
He deserves to defend himself.
It would never occur to these fuckheads to err on the side of safety. It just never would.
Well, they think they're being safe. They get to walk around and shoot brown people, right. Become heroes. That's what's in their mind.
Oh, the good guy with the gun theory. Did they never see Deadwood? Did they never watch that show on HBO? Great show. Timothy Oliphant's the lead. You should check it out. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy Deadwood.
Go to our hole, crabdiving.com, and bookmark that shit.
Deadwood's not a case for fucking gun control. I don't know what would be, right?
They served a warrant, found guns and ammo in a closet. A witness with whom he was living. What an interesting way to put it. A witness with whom Beale was living became visibly upset when police told her about the guns. She didn't know about it.
Yeah, she lost her mind. These fucking guns.
And they're not sure yet where he actually have obtained these guns, even though in recent past he's tried three times to obtain them legally.
Did she know he was suffering from extreme sovereign, whatever the fuck that is?
Extreme sovereign extremism or whatever.
Oh, that sounds. Oof. Jeez, what do you take for that?
prison, jail,
a bold gag.
I'm just.
Jesus Christ! I've got extreme sovereign state itis. God, guys like that are just totally nuts, and I always assume that they live in the middle of nowhere in like a cabin, and they're not walking around amongst us. God.
I'm at the statesman.com, the Austin newspaper. And even though Austin tends to be allegedly a little more, 21st century, but let's give him 20th century. It is Texas after all.
Hey.
Some of these comments. Whew.
Bad.
What are they saying? most of the comments actually seem a little. Anti the guy with the gun, but not all.
Oh, shit. Not all.
This guy says, oh, yeah, if a confidential source says it, then it must be true.
God damn it. We're trying to have less people shot. I mean, it's like you can't even get a gun nut to budge on anything, even when human life is involved. Is that bananas? God damn.
This guy says, if you don't like guns, don't get one.
That's not the fucking point.
This guy says, oh, wow. 3 guns and 1,100 rounds is hardly stockpiling.
Oh, geez. Okay. God, I hate that. It's never. I made a comment on Twitter once. I was like, God, this guy had an arsenal. And they're like, he only had 10 guns.
I haven't seen what guns they were, but I'm curious what you consider not for personal protection. There's a commenter who said, this guy having these crazy guns, this is not for personal protection.
Right. I just want to take these guys aside and say, listen, what do you think? Do you have any reasonable expectation that you're going to be, that an assault force is going to fall out of the fucking sky and attack you and try to take your family and sell them into white slavery? What do you think you're preparing for, lunatic?
Oh my God! Thanks, Celeste. At Celeste Peter, follow Celeste on the Twitter. She said, "Allahu Akbar is trending." It is. It's trending. So all the conservatives are in a terrorgasm, terrorist-gasm.
Oh, I love a terrorgasm
over the fact that this killer, this horrible asshole who shot and killed some people, yelled, "Allahu Akbar."
Pass me a moist.
Obviously, Trump's right. We should prevent every Muslim from entering the United States of America.
Pass out the moist towelettes, guys. We had a terrorgasm. I love that.
But this guy who was arrested, who was planning a shooting spree. That's fine.
Right.
That's okay.
God, at least they caught him before he was going to go do it.
This comment says another white terrorist, and then a gun nut asshole responds, so he's guilty until proven innocent because they're white?
Okay. Oh, shit.
Which is that irony? Because I would be willing to bet lots of well, the nothing that I have to say that this asshole who said so guilty until proven innocent if they're white would be the first one to scream Muslim, get all the Muslims out of here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. Guilty because they're white. Yet these are the same assholes who any Muslim wants to kill us and rape your women.
They don't listen. This irony, it's lost on a lot of these people.
Here's a sane person who says we ban refugees fleeing for their lives while terrorists plot violence against fellow Americans.
Right. We don't want Syrian children coming over here, but yet we want a gun in every fucking house because that's not dangerous. Mentally ill people.
Oh, deserters have nothing to do with this.
What is that?
Deserters. This the same asshole, the big bad wolf who responded over at statesman.com. He's got a picture, a really horrible picture of Hillary as his avatar, real funny guy, is calling the refugees deserters.
Oh my God, because they're not staying and fighting ISIS?
We ban refugees. And he says deserters have nothing to do with this. What a subhuman,
dude.
Vile, disgusting mass of flesh that I don't even want to call him a person.
I wonder where this guy lives.
Is. It's probably Texas. I mean, it's Statesman. It's a
I mean, imagine
kind of
like,
paper.
let's just say El Paso and the area around El Paso. Let's just say it's like fucking firebombed because there's some terrorists, you know, coming up from Texas. Taking over Texas, right? And it's just like horrible, evil groups of armed motherfuckers running around everywhere, raping people, killing people.
Oh, yeah.
And you want to take in some refugees from Texas because they're running. See, you know what I mean? Imagine if that was happening in your fucking country.
But they're Muslims. So,
oh, my God.
You know, they don't look at Muslims as people. Ironically, this is the same guy. Is that irony? This is the same guy who was saying, oh, so they're white, they're automatically guilty.
If they miss the point, then we're dealing with irony, generally.
The guy who said white people are guilty because they're white, two comments down, called refugees deserters.
Stupid. That's the stupidest fucking shit I've ever heard. Deserters.
That other nut job was found dead. The guy that horrifically killed a man on live Facebook video yesterday.
Great.
2 days ago.
How horrible, dude.
Cleveland, there was a manhunt for him. I guess they finally found him dead of a self-inflicted gunshot.
Manhunt.
Somewhere in a car.
Great. He didn't Facebook Live that, though. His.
I don't believe his own demise was Facebook Live.
What a pussy.
But there's a lot of Republicans who would watch that shit.
Oh, yeah. Jack off to it. Yeah. Who knows? They love it.
Geraldo Rivera.
God, what a dickhead.
Would be stroking to it like he was over the Moab.
Well, I mean, don't forget Brian Williams. Oh, it's just, I'm in awe of the beauty of our, whatever, shit that blows people up.
So there you go.
Right.
Those are some of the other headlines going on.
Damn.
Let's get to Alex Jones, because how can we not?
Oh, my God.
Alex Jones came out yesterday, I guess over the weekend yesterday, that he's involved in a custody battle.
Yes.
With his ex, soon to be ex,
right.
Current ex. I'm not sure of their status, but regardless, probably ex.
You know, it's kind of funny. I was thinking about like the comparison between like following all this Alex Jones bullshit and Bill O'Reilly. And Dildo works for Fox, so at some point he's going to be fired, right? Or his show will go away.
I don't
maybe.
Think he'll come back.
But
I don't think he's going to come back.
But Alex Jones, he's not going anywhere. There's no fucking way he's going anywhere because he's got to stay on the air to sell his bullshit.
His wife said she's worried about him screaming threats to members of Congress wanting, I forget who she said, but he said somebody should get raped.
Oh, God.
I forget who it was that he said should be raped.
Jesus.
And she said he broadcasts from home and the kids watch him broadcast.
Oh, my God. Shit. So he's got little kids like watching daddy at the mic. That is fucked up, man. And that's the craziest shit I've ever heard. I just assumed you don't think of him as a parent.
14-year-old boy, 13, 14-year-old boy, I guess, which is probably too far gone at this point.
He's fucked.
If he's been sitting there watching dad's show every day.
Daddy's crazy.
And a couple of girls, those poor little girls. Oh,
man, that's
God,
so fucking
horrible.
Sad.
So Alex The lawyer for Alex Jones, the news came out over the weekend, was saying that that's not the real Alex, that the screaming, threatening, red-faced, ranting, borderline violent loontard is just performance art.
Oh, okay.
He's a performance artist.
It's a character.
Oh, yeah. It's a character he's playing.
What's his acting technique? What does he do? Does he do Chekhov, Uta Hagen? What's his thing?
Mamet.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Oh, I love it.
So apparently,
yeah, he's definitely a David Mamet kind of guy.
Right. Oh, no.
Except if you read it, what he says written down, you'd be like, ah, nobody would ever say this. It's too nuts.
Hold on a second. We had, I had a video, but it looks like it might have been taken down. You know,
censorship.
They constantly, go after like Right Wing Watch or Media Matters or, and try to issue copyright takedowns when they don't like it, when they play their videos and comment on them. But, it's obviously fair use.
But you know, it's crazy though, because all I think Alex Jones probably cares about is driving traffic to InfoWars so people buy his bullshit. So why would he mind if Media Matters or Right Wing Watch plays it? I mean, I know they're trying to make him look stupid.
Well, that's it. They're trying to make him look stupid. And they only clip.
But he cares.
They clip out the part of the worst parts, you know, screaming, which, I mean,
but I think
should be.
I almost think that would do him favors. Because traffic's traffic, right? I guess.
I guess. Alex Jones filmed. They're calling it a rambling message filmed in his car this morning.
Oh, shit.
And he is repeatedly insisting he is not an actor. God damn it.
I'm a meat eater. Isn't that what he said yesterday? I'm a meat eater.
God, I want to find that one from yesterday. That was
that
spectacular.
That was just fucking bananas. All these declarative statements. I like it.
he's involved in a custody lawsuit with his ex-wife, whose attorneys want jurors to see footage of Jones unhinged and explosive outbursts.
Right.
His attorney doesn't want them to see it.
Okay.
Saying that his manic, sometimes violent statements are not relevant in the dispute since he's a performance artist.
I mean, if they're doing a custody hearing, so they can go through all of his shows and just look for the craziest moments and say, hey, does this guy really need to be a dad? And so they'll like bring up a ping pong Pizzagate thing or a...
He did have court today.
Okay.
Apparently.
God. What's that like?
He said, apparently he said in the video, we're all actors, but I believe in what I stand for. I'm not an actor as my main identity. I'm completely real. Everybody knows it.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I believe it, dude. I mean, I think he's for real. I tend to don't believe
you know,
it's an act.
I am an actor. We're all actors, but I believe in what I stand for. I'm not an actor as my main identity, but I'm a talented person. And I, with my small
I'm
children,
a talented person. Who talks like that?
I don't know. A crazy person.
Seriously, who? I'm a talented person. I just want everyone to know.
People love me.
Good God.
Yeah, you're very special.
Meanwhile, I don't know who the poor passenger is that's taping him.
Yeah,
and he should be watching the road. He keeps looking over at the camera.
Imagine you got to stroke Alex Jones's ego. That's your boss. And in the back of your mind, oh, he has an arsenal.
...to person. And I, with my small children, would play like I was, a goblin or a pirate or a superhero. And I would chase him around the house.
Goblin?
Listen,
I want to see him do a goblin. Do a goblin, Alex.
Yeah, this is the guy that did the Paul Podesta spirit dinner things, right?
John Podesta.
John Podesta, yeah. Fuck. But you know, so now this is him trying to not be crazy.
Well, he's on his way for a custody hearing against his kids.
I mean, do you think
or for his kids against his ex-wife?
I don't know. I think he looks crazy trying to say he's not crazy.
You know, like a grandpa plays with their kid in the yard. We all do that. You ever, with your wife or whatever, had role play? You're an actor. Does that mean you're not a real person? It's the war on knowledge, the war on intellect.
Did you ever, with your wife, have role play? Did you ever put on that sheep outfit?
Did he say, he said...
And she's Bo Peep?
Did you ever, with your wife, or whatever,
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Did you ever role play?
Role play. God, man.
Oh, God. He's what kinky. Is Alex Jones role playing?
He's like, I don't know, dude.
I'm a whore. Peg me.
A real person? It's the war on knowledge, the war on intellect, the war on
intellect.
Like people say, oh, my God. You know, like people, I've had famous liberals come to my house.
I don't know if that guy should chime in and interrupt.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah.
Like people say, oh, my God. You know, like people, I've had famous liberals come to my house and they see oil paintings I've done or they'll pick up a piece of paper with some poetry I've written on it and they go, oh, my God, you're just it's all fake. You're not a right wing extremist. And I go, I was never.
Wait.
God damn it.
They see some shitty paintings and read some of his. I want to see some of this poetry,
I was about to
by
say, put some of those on your website. Does he paint?
She says God. They're hanging up. He's got
he's
paintings.
A Renaissance.
He is quite a talented guy. I guess I was making fun of him earlier when he called out his own talent.
If we're a right wing extremist, I'm a thinker. I'm an open person. I am who I am. I do have a Texas accent. I am from Texas. People think you're dumb if you're from Texas. It's ridiculous.
No, we think Texas is dumb.
No, and also, Alex, your accent is like the least craziest part about you, yeah. Dude. No one.
And I'm not talking about myself, but because they have to attack who I am everywhere. And they have to misrepresent who I am and what I stand for and take everything out of context to say, like facing the crowd, you know, like he does at the end of the movie where he goes, I don't like any of you. I'm not really real. All this stuff.
What the hell? I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know facing the crowd. I don't know what he's talking about.
He's crazy.
Well, that's not who I am. I am completely real and everybody knows it. But the media is so deceptive, they'll take that clip where I said, I'm not really real, whatever.
Oh, the media is deceptive. They'll play that. Four-minute rant where I call where he I'm doing my Alex character.
Yes,
they play that rant where I call that that mincing fairy Schiff cocksucker.
Yeah, and he tells him,
"Fill your hand."
Right. I mean, he's challenging him to a gunfight or something.
Yeah, Right Wing Watch and these other places, they play clips of your show.
Yeah,
Alex.
I mean, I'm always really nervous about. I don't know. I think he like skirts the line with like threatening people and saying like fucking aggressive, violent things. I don't know. That shit makes me nervous. I don't want to get a visit.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm having my computer screen went completely, utterly black for a minute.
God damn it.
That can't be good, right?
No, not at all. Technology is constantly fucking me in the ass, figuratively.
But apparently it's back. Well, you can get it to literally fuck you in the ass,
yeah,
too.
Sure.
And everybody knows it. But the media is so deceptive, they'll take that clip where I said, I'm not really real, whatever, and then say I said I wasn't real. And I literally had a guy on the street yesterday prancing up to me, going, I used to be a listener. Oh, my God. And he was real Nelly. And he goes, you're fake now. I'm like I don't like you now.
I used to be a listener, and now you're fake.
I don't like mincing, flouncing. Oh, yeah. He said prancing.
Former listener.
Prancing up.
Person was never a real listener. I have liberals come over and boo at me at dinner tables with my family sometimes. And, you know, we'll like knock a glass over. Usually not with my family. They'll do it when I'm with friends or something, not when I'm with kids. Because they at least have that decency. But it's happened once. It's happened many other times. They'll knock over a glass or they'll go, boo, boo, boo. Like I'm in third grade and go, oh, you said boo to me. I'm going to go in the corner and put my dunce hat on. But see, that's what it's all about. So I had a guy walk over to me and go, and prancing. And they're prancing online going, finally, but it's all fake. None of it's real. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody that's anti-Alex Jones or thinks he's a fake is obviously just gargling and cum.
Yes, they're that. And is it narcissism to think everybody on the planet, no one can understand you? He's so deep. People don't get him. He is constantly misunderstood. He is so complicated.
It's the opposite.
He's complex.
Everybody understands you fucking perfectly.
You're crazy, dude.
Prancing. And they're prancing online going, finally, you admit it's all fake. None of it's real. Yeah, Brexit's fake. Taking down the New World Order's fake. Getting all the gun laws repealed. That's not happening. No, it's happening. Getting a good Supreme Court justice appointed. That's not happening. Everything we want is starting to happen. Globalism is in crisis. World government is now admitted to be real. Our audience exposed it.
When?
Yes. And what are you going to do with no globalists?
I'm sure he'll be able to. If I said when, he would be able to rattle off 18 things in 4 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
What about when this happened? Proof. There's your proof.
Yeah. And it's like, it's it's just a bunch of events put together.
Oh, yeah. Or somebody said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not saying it, but
there's plenty of reports say that Hillary killed people, strangled them with her labia.
Everybody
people
knows.
People watched it.
She's got tentacles.
They took action, and that's what the globalists are really attacking, is our audience, to try to demoralize them. These are the followers following a fake corporate cosmology. And here we come, blowing it apart with total paradigm shift of just hardcore bona fide reality.
Why? God.
We've got bona fide reality, we've got a paradigm shift, and we've got corporate what? That first thing he said, corporate
something.
God. Damn, he's got some insane terms going on.
Total paradigm shift of just hardcore bona fide reality. Total commitment to the truth. Full spectrum resistance. Through art, literature, serious news reported, punditry, satire.
Arts, literature, and serious news reporting. This is what he thinks the InfoWars are. If you've watched 10 seconds of anything,
yes,
InfoWars, or listen to 10 seconds of anything InfoWars, they're out of their fucking mind.
And what they're about is selling his fucking shitty ass products.
Oh, his ball cream or whatever the hell he's got.
Ball cream, Prostagard. He's worried about your prostate. He's worried about your virility. They sell shit tons of stuff.
Sad.
Yeah. Big thick cocks.
Comedy. I mean, and they just don't know what to do. So they start screaming, it's fake, it's fake, it's fake. All right, InfoWars.com/show. I am out of time. Pray for us. The globalists are absolutely trying to bring us down, trying to take us down right now, because we're breaking through. There's a paradigm shift. And they're
said that already.
Collapsing. Yes. The fake whore media knows it. So they're going to spew media. Every vile lie they've got as they fire everything they've got. God.
He drives like a fucking asshole. Meanwhile, he just cut through a parking lot. It looks like... to avoid a red light, maybe? I don't know. He's driving like a fucking asshole.
Dick.
Missing the turn as they fire everything they've got in abject, total, and complete panic. Abject, complete, total panic, because they don't know.
Who's panicking?
Abject, total, and complete panic.
Seriously, who's panicking?
I am.
He's panicking.
Right,
he's losing his mind every day. He's becoming more and more unhinged at the fact that he's being called fake. That's driving him fucking crazy.
And now his wife's like, yeah, he's crazy. I'm worried about my kid.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a lawyer wouldn't be able to win a custody case against Alex Jones. I would just play all the shit on a show.
Well, that's what they want to do.
He's bananas.
And the lawyer for Alex Jones says you can't play that stuff because he's playing a character.
Abject, complete, total panic.
Now all they got to do is play this today
for
the judge and say, here's Alex Jones proving that he's not a performance artist. So you should allow the jury to see all that shit.
Well, what they'll do, right? They'll say, okay, if he's performing, if he's playing his character, they'll have to put some conditions on that. He has to be in a studio talking on a microphone or something. I mean, when is he playing a character? Because right now he's on the air. I mean,
but
he's in his car.
This whole rant in the car is, I'm not fake.
But that's, he's airing that. So technically he is playing a character in that.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
But he's saying he's playing a character, denying that he's a character.
Oh, we don't know where the fucking fourth wall is. And I imagine a lawyer.
Because they don't know
No. I mean, I imagine a lawyer could say, well, this is part of his show in the car.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. All they have to do is play this. Hey, judge, this morning, look at this. Now you can decide.
Now I'm a character, though. That's me. That's my fucking character.
Everything they've got in abject, total, and complete panic. Abject, complete, total panic, because they don't know what they're doing. They're lost, just like I'm going around circles trying to find the right turn here. And it's just so crazy.
He even drives like an asshole, like a maniac.
That is so funny. What a dick.
They could use this and say, look, he's playing his character. He can't even drive. Driving through parking lots to cut the corner, and then he gets lost.
But
I missed a turn. I don't know what's going on here. Because he's waving his hands around and looking at the camera and yelling.
Well, I don't understand. If it was so important for him to do this, this little broadcast in transit, why didn't he have the other guy drive? And he sits with the camera and just talks into it in the passenger seat because he wants to be a man.
Else drive, yeah.
I'm not
riding, bitch.
Is that, hey, if you ride, bitch, are you a cuck? Yes or no?
Well, sure. Possibly a globalist.
You're a globalist cuck. Sitting on the sitting bitch.
Unless you're, I guess, on camera duty.
Right. Oh, then you're a total cuck.
The
cameras are for cucks.
There's another story about him that from BuzzFeed.
Oh, shit.
Saying that I'm sure a bunch of reporters went to sit in on these hearings.
Yes.
Which probably drove him crazy. The attorney said that for his wife, okay. Ex-wife, Kelly Jones, who's fighting for sole custody of their three children, the attorney for her said that Jones was so inattentive to his own children that he at one point forgot what grades they were in.
Well, I mean, I could see that. Like, once a kid gets past third grade and then all the way up to fifth grade, I could see how you could fuck that up. Maybe.
In a series of tweets, Kelly Jones' attorney says Alex Jones in deposition drew blanks on facts about his kids, blaming it on eating a big bowl of chili for lunch.
But does that chili have a lot of meat?
I can't remember.
Because Alex Jones in previous shows has talked about how sometimes when he eats a lot of meat, he gets drunk and loopy.
Oh, I'll bet that's it.
You know what I mean? He loses his mind. It's called meat, meat dysmorphia.
He drew blanks on facts about his kids because he ate a big bowl of chili for lunch. Yeah. Sorry, I don't remember what grades my kids are in.
I just ate a kielbasa. I don't know his name.
I got a giant rampaging bull running through my colon right now.
What's that one? What's that one sports? That one football player that can't name all his kids? Lineman. Or,
he can name them. Oh yeah, there's like 18 of them. But
18 children?
Aren't there something like that?
Is he there's Mormon
a
or something?
Shit ton.
Yeah,
from several mothers.
Oh, okay.
Like a sprinkler.
It's a community effort.
Spreading that seed.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes a village to help some guy have 13 kids.
The Austin Statesman down in Texas, a reporter said that the lawyer is alleging that Jones also instructed his own children to monitor and record their mother's behavior so he could use it against her in the custody battle.
Fuck.
Listen, kids, I want you to turn your cell phones on anytime your mom's doing anything bad.
Dude, he's sending this kid on missions. His children
That's what
on
they're
like,
claiming.
They're agents. They're agents for daddy.
And
God, that's fucked up.
Ultimately claimed that Jones is enmeshing his children, especially his son, into the InfoWars world as well, which subjecting them to death threats.
Yeah, go put this on mommy. It's a tracker. God, go record mommy. Go spy on mommy.
Listen to this. Jones was apparently agitated by the lawyer's opening remarks because the judge in the case had to ask Jones to stop making faces.
Oh, my God.
He's a child.
He's that big face of his.
He's a child.
And I don't blame the judge.
People look up to this sad little pencil-dicked lunatic.
Could you imagine you're sitting in court, you're trying to concentrate, just get through the fucking day, and over here, this fucking jackalope head.
Oh, God.
Rolling his big giant eyes and his huge fucking face.
Mr. Jones, stop making faces.
Insane.
How does that help your case?
Right. Why don't they put a bag over his head?
He's obviously not acting. He's proving his case. The case against him.
He's crazy. So he acts this way even to his own detriment.
If he acts like an 11-year-old in court, something important. I mean, I guess he wants his kids, right?
Right.
You think he could sit there and not make faces like a fucking asshole?
Do you think maybe they could put a hood on him like they do when somebody gets abducted by terrorists so you don't know where their lair is?
A Hannibal Lecter mask.
Right. He needs a ball. If anybody, God damn it, if anybody needs one of those red gimp ball gags, it is Alex fucking Jones. Like a big one. It reaches around that big head of his.
God, his poor lawyer is not getting enough money.
No.
A spectacular asshole, but still, not getting enough money.
He's going to burn through this money, too, man. He better keep that show on the air. Sell that Prostagard and that other shit, water filtration systems. God. He sell gold coins, probably, gun safes, all kinds of garbage.
The I guess Stephen Colbert made fun of him too last night on that, which drives him crazy. I mean, on one hand, I'm sure makes him hard because, you know, real famous people are talking about him.
Ooh, yes.
But it's got to drive him crazy that the only time they talk about him is that he's a lunatic, unhinged, fake news asswipe.
Lunatic, unhinged, fake news asswipe. God, he's nuts.
The story says, check out the clip above. And there's no clip.
What the fuck?
So there you go. I don't know.
Right.
That's from the Raw story. Raw story. You got to put your videos in there, bro. Haim.
Damn. There. You know this Jones man. This guy's never going off the air. And this lawsuit. I mean, that's going to ensure that. I mean, if he gets sued or something, what's a custody battle, right? If he has to pay, you know, a shit ton of child support. I mean, that will ensure that InfoWars will always be on the air, right?
He's got to work.
He's got to have money, man.
Here we go.
Welcome back, everybody. John Batiste is taking
I'm going to skip.
To eat.
Oh, here we go. This is
a pioneer.
Colbert's going to play the clip that we played yesterday.
Prove that he's stable enough to care for children. Unfortunately for him, he works in front of a camera.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming. I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast. I like to fight, too.
God, this would drive him crazy.
I like to fight, too.
I want to watch him watching this clip with the people just laughing at him in the
background.
But, you
know, do you think his fans that genuinely think he's like a fucking genius, they never listen to this and think, God, you know, he does sound a little loony, doesn't he? They never have that.
I would think not. I mean,
they're like, I eat meat too.
Maybe.
I want to be a pioneer.
Probably some of them are like, oh, he's so funny. That character he plays.
I'm a human and I'm coming. I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast. I like to fight too. I like to eat. I like to have children.
I'm going to say that might be grounds for you to not have children. Clips like that make Alex Jones seem less like a fit parent and more like a coked out football coach in a police standoff.
God, he seems insane.
I'm going to skip ahead a bit because
I'm a pioneer.
Apparently, he does a pretty good Alex Jones here at the end.
I think we have a clip. Jim?
Welcome back to Brain Fight.
Brain Fight.
Listen.
They're applauding because he put on a ridiculous USA jacket and he was still trying to get it on.
Right.
As he jumped into the camera.
Listen, people, the liberals want to tattoo Obama logos onto the skin of Christian babies, okay? And it makes me want to fight. Fight with my fists. My blood is on fire. My heart is a volcano. It's time to throw a virgin in there.
Jeez.
It's got to make him crazy.
You know, your Alex Jones is better than Colbert's.
Huh?
Your Alex Jones is better than Colbert's. You. Well, I mean, his is just like...
I've been working on it longer.
And his is kind of uninspired. You know, it's monotone. Like, he's not differentiating each
list. Yeah, he just kind of goes like this. Yeah.
That's not what Alex Jones does. He differentiates each list item, makes each item important.
So there you go. The world rightfully laughing its ass off again at fucking Alex Jones and
what's
his bullshittery and lunacy.
I mean,
and let's not forget,
yeah,
the president called Alex Jones after he was elected.
Thanked him. And he should. Nobody, I mean, God, during the election, who's saying Trump's praises louder than...
My God, there's another
this
headline.
This fucking lunatic. What is it?
Here are the 6 weirdest things we've learned so far from the Alex Jones custody trial. It's 3 o'clock.
Well,
it's 4 o'clock in Texas right... Well, 5 o'clock in Texas right now.
One fact, he's got hot blood. And he's animated. I'm animated!
I like to eat! I like to fight!
God, he sounds like his face is like covered in blood.
Oh, Number one, ladies and gentlemen, on the top six things that we've learned about Alex Jones during...
Is this surprising?
This, the first one I read I hadn't seen before.
He likes cock.
Alex Jones allegedly stripped during family therapy sessions.
What?
Newman, the lawyer, played the jury video of Jones ripping off his clothes to demonstrate his super male virility during an InfoWars broadcast. He also said Jones would regularly take off his clothes when he went with Kelly Jones to joint family therapy sessions.
Holy fucking God. I mean,
according to Kelly's attorney, last year in a joint session with the family, he took off his clothes.
What does a therapist say when you get naked in the middle of therapy just because you lost your mind?
Look at these big balls I got.
Somebody needs some. Does he have like Prozac or lithium? Something like that.
I think he's meth and coke are his favorites. Number two is about the big bowl of chili. We heard that one already.
My
he couldn't
favorite.
Remember what grades his kids were in, and then when they said
chili,
when they said why can't you remember that, he's like, I ate a big bowl of chili for lunch. I'm sorry.
God damn. What if he has shepherd's pie? What happens?
Number three,
forgets his name.
Number three, he got drunk during the Trump inauguration and boasted about his ability to drink an entire cup of Jack Daniels in one swig.
Okay, not interesting compared to the rest of the shit.
Newman
so
showed
what?
The jury footage of an inebriated Jones saying he planned to go piss on some tree.
Okay.
Oh, I want to get that clip
again,
now.
Again, like, that's not as crazy as the other shit, you know, he said. He's going to pee on it. He lives in Texas. Everybody pees outside.
Number four, Jones trained his son to throw darts at Hillary Clinton's photo.
Nah, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Among the other videos Newman wanted to show of Jones was one in which Jones and his son tossed darts at a photo of Hillary Clinton that was placed on a dartboard.
How does he think teaching your kids something like that?
The judge
like
won't
that,
allow that one.
He won't. Okay.
Because he said it could prejudice any jurors who voted for Clinton against Jones.
Oh, that's good. That's a good point, I guess. I mean,
without the jury present, a tweet went out. Judge reviewing videos of... Kelly Jones's lawyers would like to play. One, Alex Jones would sign with Hillary Clinton dartboard.
I mean, don't you think that sort of parenting sort of reinforces bad shit?
Number five, we also heard before in the previous story that he allegedly instructed his children to record the mother's behavior.
That's so funny. Report back to me.
This is funny. At Ross story, they say Jones, who regularly rails against government snooping in his show, purportedly had no problem asking his children to act as his own personal surveillance drones to dig up dirt on his ex-wife.
Go find some shit on mommy and I'll give you $5.
And here's the point we just made scant minutes ago, friends. Number
yes.
six here. Jones may have completely sabotaged his own attorney's case by posting a video insisting he wasn't merely a performance artist. The first clip we played a little while ago.
But you know, man, that is the thing. Like, that is all these lunatics have, right? Their credibility with their idiot fan base.
Yeah.
I mean, people aren't listening to Alex Jones because they're like, oh, I'm enamored with him as an actor. He's so good playing this character. It's so fucking believable.
Oh, and they're saying he may be an extra trubs because he may have made the video while he's already under a gag order about the case, which would get him into even more trouble.
Shit, maybe he's just dumb and he doesn't understand anything. I mean, if I'm under a gag order for a case, what I don't do is shoot a video and then put it on YouTube.
The tweeted out, Kelly Jones' attorney brings up a clip from InfoWars that Judge Jones made yesterday saying performance art claims are false. Judge said he's under a gag order. Next tweet. If judge finds that the clip was made yesterday or Sunday, she will address it as a violation of the gag order.
Oh, shit.
Wait, is this another one?
How
this is
fuck?
A different one.
How does he fuck up this much?
Oh, that one got taken down.
Does he not have an assistant or someone that follows him around?
There was a different video, apparently, that he had put up.
Oh, okay.
And that's the one. Remember I said the video was unavailable? That's the video that's been apparently taken down.
Damn it. Fucking internet gods. Don't you want to see that video?
So there you go.
Right.
More Alex Jones.
Look, it's my daddy.
Amazing
at work.
Shit. Three different stories from Alex Jones about Alex Jones today. All
some
stemming
people,
from the same thing.
Man, just can't be sane. They're always crazy. He can't. He's got to be the center of fucking attention. Like a gag order is a no-go with somebody like him.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's all he has. He's got to reach out to his lunatics or, you know.
Like you said, it needs to be a ball gag order.
Right. You have been gimped. Yeah, they need to gag him and put him in a trunk like they did with the gimp in Pulp Fiction.
The good thing is that the funny thing is there's so many great Alex Jones pictures. All you got to do is, you can make your own. Just take any InfoWars clip.
He's nuts.
And freeze frame it at a certain point, and he's just fucking batshit.
And he sits there and he does that thing where he lets himself erupt. You know, like it's like in slow motion. You'll hear him start to like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, that one time that he, that one time that he was growling, and remember? Yeah.
I got to go have a steak tonight. I'm going to take an Uber. He can't drive when he eats meat. It makes him crazy.
Alex Jones rant compilation. Here's one
from
YouTube.
I'm not a crazy man. Let me tell you something. And so I will admit it here. I am insane.
These are all clips. These are too short. These are just like really little clips.
Yeah.
Let's try this one.
You know, a woman's on a bicycle. So you run up and hit her in the head and she cries and she falls down. And then you come over and club her a couple more times. And then they say, hey, that's the good guys. Get ready for this. America is a racist cesspit. Everyone is guilty, including you and your family. The TSA convicted pedophiles must now take you to a private rape room to make sure Al-Qaeda is not in your grandma's colostomy bag.
Well, I agree with him there about the TSA bullshit.
Oh, right. I mean, I don't want Al-Qaeda in anybody's colostomy bag.
Maybe that's where they should be.
The grandma to a rape room? Is that what he's saying? Oh, man. You can't win with these right-wing nut jobs.
So there you go, Alex Jones. It's just an endless, bottomless pool.
Right.
A font of
crazy
assholitude.
Mm.
I guess Spicy is saying... Now Spicy is saying... in today's briefing,
yes,
Sean Spicer, they brought up the fact that, you know, that aircraft carrier, that Armada, you said,
right,
was trucking along up to South Korea or North Korea.
Is not where you said it was,
buddy. Actually trucking south.
You know, I'm reading, it says it took a left turn at Albuquerque.
We could have taken that left turn at Albuquerque.
Oh, shit. How did that story even get out that it was at the wrong fucking place? I wouldn't know.
The Times is writing, White House officials said on Tuesday they were relying on guidance from the Defense Department. So the White House is like, well, it's the Defense Department. And probably the Defense Department was like, it's the White House.
Right. Imagine if you're like, okay, guys, it's time to bomb the shit out of North Korea in the boats in front of Indonesia. Nobody knows the fucking difference.
Officials at the Defense Department described a glitch-ridden sequence of events. From a premature announcement of the deployment by the military's Pacific Command to an erroneous explanation by Defense Secretary Mattis, all of which perpetuated the false narrative that an American armada was racing towards the waters off North Korea.
It's not really an armada. It's in the water. It's just not racing, and it's going in a different direction. So, I mean, for Trump, there is some truthiness in there, right? Is it something?
Well, that's all. Yeah. And also,
can't you just say, they shouldn't have fucked up, but they fucked up, right? Somebody fucked up, sent the boat to the wrong place. Surely it's happened before. But it's a big boat, right?
It's a pretty big boat.
And how do you turn it around? A big fucking thing like that.
It's a while.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
Maybe they were swinging around Indonesia.
Right.
Using the gravity.
Oh, yeah. And maybe they were using an outdated map.
Right.
North Korea is a different place in the Triassic period.
They're flat earthers.
Yeah, we're using a flat earth map. We were going to fall off.
Fox News.
Bleh.
Fox News
speaking of rape rooms,
echoing Trump's attacks on the tax marchers. Oh, the election's over. Why are these people still arguing?
Right.
The election's over. Did you see one? I think I put it up on.
Because nobody ever protests anything against the president, right? Ask Barack Obama.
Yeah. I might have put it up on Facebook, but there was one congressman at one of these town halls getting raked over the coals.
Ooh, yes.
And he said, well, I'm not going to ask. I'm not going to violate the president's privacy and make him show his taxes any more than I would have the previous president make him show his birth certificate.
Boo, boo.
It's kind of what would happen.
I mean, it is. I mean, can you compare?
No, there's no comparison.
It's not. It's just not. You said Barack Hussein Obama was from fucking Kenya. You didn't believe he was legitimate because of the color of his fucking skin. Right.
Right.
That's it. That's it.
Fucking exhausting.
It really
all
is.
All these assholes.
The hypocrisy is insane.
God. I just saw, we'll save this for Faithless Friday. Dave Dobenmeyer clip. Yes. It looks pretty spectacular.
Yeah, that guy's a fucking dickhead.
Well, speaking of right-wing dickheads.
Yes.
I'm not saving this one for Faithless Friday because it has to do with Trump. And again,
right.
I don't know if this guy has a flock or if this guy has an actual church, but if there's anything remotely non-profit-y and non-tax-paying in this asshole's realm, he needs to pay fucking taxes because is Rick Joyner. Who seems to like taping his shit sitting out in the middle of the woods, wherever the hell he lives.
Now he's a right wing nut job pastor.
Yeah,
right?
But that's the thing is, does he have like an actual
church?
Church, and but all he does, I mean, he wears MAGA hats on his videos.
He's obviously promoting a politician.
Right.
Make America great again. You're not supposed to do that shit.
And he's also promoting this creepy almost deification of fucking Trump.
If this thing with North Korea works out, I believe Trump's going to turn his attention to fixing things with Russia. And we have the potential for maybe the greatest world stability in our lifetime.
Have you noticed the Mideast, Rick?
Right. The greatest world stability in our lifetime.
So he's going to beat down North Korea.
Yes.
Hopefully, probably these guys are hoping for a lot of bombing because they are Christians after all.
So he thinks that Trump is going to take care of the axis of evil or whatever that is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then he's going to make friends with Putin.
Yeah.
He's going to deal with North Korea.
Oh, sure.
And then make friends with Putin. And then it's going to be all hoof jobs from unicorns for the rest of our lives.
I mean, I forget what it was the strategy Obama used against North Korea, but basically it was contain and hopefully the sanctions work, you know, wait the guy out.
Yeah.
Because what else are you going to do?
Yeah. What was it? That mullah, that American Taliban Pence, our vice president said over there about our some kind of patience. What was it? Strategic patience is gone. And every pundit that was on the telly last night was like, that's not how you do it. That's the point of diplomacy is that you have patience and you keep negotiating to avoid.
Right. Because that's the end game, right? I mean, with North Korea, the end game is avoidance. You know, because.
Yeah. Stay there in your
little
hole.
A fucking war.
Stay there in your little hole. We don't care. But just, you know, don't lob nukes at people.
I mean, it's really inconsiderate. I mean, I know it's an odd word to use, but the Shitler realized that everybody in Seoul is like, oh, God, you know, maybe, you know, curb the verbiage with this Kim Jong-un. You're fucking it up.
Yeah, I can't imagine what they're saying to their counterparts in South Korea and
the whole fucking region.
And some of these other pundits that are out there are saying, well, you know, plus, let's not forget that right now we could really use a a well-staffed,
experienced
State Department.
Oh, yeah, no fucking shit.
And we don't have one. It's been gutted.
I mean, I feel like sometimes it's like, I feel like we're one gaffe away from something really fucked up happening.
We are, I think. I mean, and with Trump, I mean, he's so terrifying. I'm just hoping that the same thing that happened when Nixon was drunk and on pills and wandering the halls of the White House talking to paintings, that the, remember the story came out that the Secretary of Defense, I think it was, called all the generals and called the missile silos or whatever and said, look, if Nixon says light up something,
right,
run it by me first.
Let the call go to voicemail.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Which I'm sure, I mean, isn't that illegal or unconstitutional or, I mean.
Yeah, but you know
treason
what?
Or.
Nobody got blown up.
Well, right.
Guy's nuts.
So hopefully that's the same thing that's happening
now. You know,
and
Trump does that thing where. You know how people would bitch about Obama? He would give these speeches, he would answer questions, and then he would pause.
The greatest
and he would fucking thank, you know what I mean?
Rick Joyner just spontaneously started all by his lonesome.
But when Trump can't think about what he's going to say, he has to fill it. He gets nervous and just starts talking faster.
Yes.
And I don't think his brain is necessarily caught up. I mean, he's just a reckless guy.
He's going to tweet something.
Yeah. Or just standing there making comments. I mean, he says fucked up shit.
Here's Rick Joyner.
Ability in our lifetime. There's always going to be conflicts. It was just when there were only two brothers on the whole face of the earth, there was a conflict. They couldn't get along. Oh. So there's always going to be some. But the potential right now is incredible. Now, I think every day that we wait to settle the North Korean issue, the more dangerous the world is going to be. But
what does that mean?
Think about it.
It's
if
funny.
It works
he
out.
He wants to bomb the shit out of them. The longer we take to solve the issue, and to these lunatics, to this really good, loving Christian, solving the issue is bombing the fuck out of North Korea.
And that's American isolationism.
And they can't. They're big giant missiles. They put them on trucks now. It's not like they have missile silos that we can pinpoint and strike first.
Right.
And that's the whole point is they've put them on these big giant trucks so they can move shit around and shift things around. And, you know, if we strike them first, it's unlikely they're going to be able to hit us with anything except maybe dropping a nuke inside of a fishing boat and sending it over.
Yeah.
But I mean, or they might already have that here. Right. How do we know? There might be a North Korean boat somewhere.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking hilarious what he said. He's like, the longer we wait to take care of North Korea, the more dangerous the world becomes. Oh, really? So it's more dangerous before we started a war with a fucking nuclear power.
Right.
That's so stupid.
How you take care of it is the question.
And what's their plan? What is Trump's plan? Say we attack North Korea. What's the objective? To
win.
Wipe them out?
Win.
To occupy? To
get
take
reelected.
Out Kim Jong-un?
Get reelected. Make billions more dollars. Make sure Trump, I can put up Trump North Korea tower.
Dude, Obama looked at his options. Yeah, I was reading this thing where he didn't want to attack North Korea because Seoul would pay too high of a price.
Well, right.
They're going to get bombed to death. And then it's like you can't just assassinate Kim Jong-un because we believe that if you kill him, there's all kinds of weird things that happen with their military. There'll be like a reprisal.
Right. Yeah, it's not simple. It's not, you know, Trump is so fucking stupid. And on every issue, he's like during the campaign, he was like, it's going to be easy. Healthcare, first day. First day. We're going to repeal and replace that shit.
I mean, doesn't it occur to him that Obama never invaded North Korea, so why the fuck is it a good idea for me to do it?
Supposedly, Obama, the one thing that he tried to stress when he met with Schittler a couple of times before the inauguration was North Korea. And the reports are that he told Trump, look, this is going to be your biggest, scariest issue. And Trump's like, no, it's ISIS. It's ISIS. And Obama's like, no, it's North Korea.
Right.
And look what's happening.
Because, like, yeah. I mean, the guy, he's a fucking lunatic with nukes. Kim Jong-un, sorry, and Trump, whichever.
Then did you see This is on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
Oh, shit.
Or like Alex says, /crabdiving.
Like us. Share our Facebook page with your friends.
that Trump was talking about the whole, he was asked a question about the whole North Korea thing.
Oh, yes.
And the way he talked, it made it sound like he thinks that he's dealing with the same guy that Bill Clinton was dealing with 30, 40 fucking years ago, 20, 30 years ago.
You say the same guy.
The same leader of North Korea.
He doesn't know Kim Jong-un is different than Kim Jong-il.
An interview.
Right.
Scheduled to air on Fox and Friends.
Oh, my fucking God. This is terrifying.
They've been talking with this gentleman, for a long time, he says. You read Clinton's book. He said, oh, we made such a great peace deal. It was a joke.
What? It was a joke.
You look at different things over the years with President Obama. Everybody has been outplayed. They've all been outplayed by this gentleman. And we'll see what happens. But I just don't telegraph my moves. So he's talking about how Bill Clinton and Obama were both outplayed by this gentleman.
Right.
It's not the same gentleman.
Yeah. And was anybody outplayed? I don't remember a nuclear war. I don't remember us having a war with North Korea. Outplayed.
Bunch of the tweets out. Seth Rogen stupid. Tweeted, I think we did more research for our movie about killing Kim Jong-un than Trump is into actually killing him.
Right. Well, he doesn't even know which guy is which. Some Korean guy we got to kill. I don't know.
This guy says Trump has no idea who the leader of North Korea might be right now.
They don't know where their boat is either.
This is funny. To be fair, if he knew the guy's name was Kim, he'd assume it was a woman. So him calling him a gentleman is really an achievement.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
That's how low the bar is for our commander-in-chief.
At least he knows.
He knows it's a guy. God. Oh, that's great. Kim good job, Jong-un. Mr. President.
It's the same guy Bill Clinton dealt with. Mm-mm-mm. God, that's so fucking stupid.
Anna Marie Cox tweeted, guys, I don't think Trump knows who the leader of North Korea is. So there you go.
Oh, shit.
We've been dealing with this gentleman. Bill Clinton dealt with this gentleman. No, he kind of didn't. He actually didn't.
Yeah. It seems like that administration, if they're geared to deal with anything, it's just like fucking getting through day by day by day and dealing with like tiny little things that blow up in your face. I don't know if like handling North Korea and getting, you know, wiping ISIS off the planet is a great project for this team.
Right.
I don't know if it's good. It's a good fit.
What is?
That's
Miss,
easy.
Miss Universe pageant?
No. Fuck. Didn't he lose that or went out of business?
He sold it, I think.
Oh, he sold it. No, I'll tell you what he's good at. Getting racist white people mobilized and excited and you know, getting them out to vote. Winning the hearts and minds of white supremacists. That's what he's good at.
Moving a lot of white flesh mass towards right. the polls.
Well, it's kind of funny. I mean, the guy, Trump is really good at getting elected and getting like lunatic fringe types to vote for him. And that's it. There's nothing else he's good at, right?
No. Well, golf.
Is he?
Well, he's supposed to be a good golfer. Well, that's all you do.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure he cheats.
God, of course.
But,
how great would it be if he sucked? If he was a shitty
but
golfer.
But I think he's a good golfer.
Dang. Dang it.
There you go.
Wonderful.
A couple stories popping up here. Here's one from, we were talking about this horrible killing on Facebook yesterday. Now Facebook is like looking into its policies because they don't know, downside of Facebook Live video. Is he had a dude go up and kill somebody.
But, you know, there's lots of platforms you could stream live shit on, like YouTube.
I think they're upset because it took them a couple hours to pull it down. Like, you can't do anything about the actual live stream, but once it stays there on the page for
Why
people
can't
to
you
keep
yank
replaying it?
It,
they said it was flagged within minutes of being on Facebook, but it took a couple hours to finally get taken down.
Oh,
so
shit.
I guess they're reviewing their policies.
Oh, yes.
But listen to it. You talk about these conservatives and their violence gasms and their murder gasms that they get. Like on Fox the other day when they couldn't contain themselves playing happy, let's blow shit up because we're Americans music over the Moab video.
Ugh.
And then Geraldo.
God, what an idiot.
This is what I love to see.
I mean, Geraldo, over the lifetime of his career, he's got some pretty amazing moments. All the shit where his white trashy talk show where he got his nose broken.
Oh, right. He got hit with a chair in the face.
The fucking chair. I forgot it was a chair. He's standing there in Al Capone's fucking vault.
Yeah, it's funny how he tried to go.
Holding the Coke bottle.
He tried to go mainstream after that. At least Jerry Springer just gave up. Jerry Springer's like, fuck it. I'm just going to keep doing the show I do.
Well, for being the lunatic he is, you got to hand it to Geraldo. He's stayed around. He's made a career out of being a nut.
He's on Fox.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he thinks he's going legit.
There's some camouflage there.
Someone over at Fox disagrees with taking down, apparently, these kill porn videos.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen,
they're against it.
The wise stylings, the white rap.
Okay.
Of Sean Hannity.
Oh, my God.
We're going to get into this whole Facebook murder, raping, live Facebook videos that are going out there because it's getting insane later in the program. You know, it raises a lot of questions, but how do you possibly determine, well, we're going to allow Facebook Live for this person and not that person? Now, I happen to be of the school that
I don't think it has anything to do with live, you lunkhead. It has to do with how can they know what's going on live? How can anybody know what's going on live, you fucking idiot?
And I imagine what happens is the stream goes out and then people are like, oh my God, it's a murder.
Then it gets flag, 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 flag.
And then an admin pulls it down.
They just need a quicker process.
Yes. Because that could happen on Skype. That could happen on when you talk to your phone. God, it sounds so stupid.
iMessage or FaceTime.
FaceTime, on yes. Apple.
Or Periscope or any of those.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no way to police a live future crime. Oh, I think you're going to try to kill somebody.
Right!
No Facebook Live for you.
Well,
what
no.
What a fucking idiot this guy is.
You know what? I just thought of a way you could do it. So, okay, so Facebook Live is an option on Facebook, right? So what they should do is they should set an algorithm. And it goes through your likes and all your activity on Facebook. And if you've got...
The former vice president playing drums?
Oh, absolutely.
Algorithm. Thank you. Yeah, I'll be here all week. Go ahead.
El Gore,
sorry, that was horrible.
No, that helps me pronounce it correctly. But you know what I mean. If it looks like all your activity on Facebook makes you look like a crazy murderer, then you don't get to Facebook Live.
I guess. But profiling.
You know, right. Yes, I'm profiling.
Well, and no Muslims, of course.
Oh, no.
Nobody.
Forget
no,
that.
Yeah, yeah. So listen to this ass. What a fucking... God.
What a dickhead.
It just proves...
No, I happen to be
it just proves how stupid A, Hannity is, and B, his fucking audience.
Why is
they're
it...
Out of, yeah, Hannity's right, man, yeah.
Why is it so many of these, like, white asshole right-wing nutjob broadcasters have, like, no neck? He has no fucking neck.
And they probably think they're so smart. They're like, yeah, don't you hear Hannity? How are they gonna take down those Facebook videos before they even happen, huh? Hannity Dude, got those libtards.
I tell you what, there's no way they don't think they're brilliant. You sit in a TV show and everybody's swarming around you. You're the center of fucking attention. Everything revolves around you.
His listeners, too. Sitting there agreeing with him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dummies. How could you do that?
They're tuning in to a guy that every night on Fox tells him exactly what the fuck they want to hear. Yeah.
The school that I want every American
of the school. Sorry, more Hannity for you. I apologize.
We determine, well, we're going to allow Facebook Live for this person and not that person.
That's not how it works.
Now, I happen to be of the school that I want every American to understand the nature of evil.
There you go.
Shit.
I think every child should see a rape live on television and should see a murder live on television so that they know how fucking terrifying this world is.
Why on television? Why don't we do a field trip?
Sure.
Watch a murder live.
Let's bring back the...
Jeez.
Let's bring back the Coliseum.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to the city square and watch somebody get hung.
MMA to the death.
God.
You know Hannity would go.
Oh, yeah.
Every American to understand the nature of evil.
God.
And if you can handle it, it actually would be a good thing, in my opinion, to watch how evil ISIS is so you fully understand.
You notice ISIS. He's not talking about an American terrorist.
Yes.
He's not talking about any of these angry white militia guys going out and killing people. He's not talking about this lunatic yesterday who went up and killed people.
Is he trying to conflate this with like when ISIS puts out a beheading video?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
To watch how evil ISIS is, so you fully understand and comprehend.
Wait, say ISIS again. I'm almost there.
ISIS is, so you fully understand and comprehend what they are capable of, because then I think you're more likely to want to engage and win the war against evil in our time. That's why I want people to see it. Now, there are other people that say, Hannity, why would you want Americans to have access? Children may be able to see it. Well, hey, have you ever seen any of the games that kids play, for crying out loud? Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, kids are chopping each other's heads off all the time.
He thinks I'm going to see a video of somebody getting murdered, and then that will inspire me to take up arms against ISIS or to really want to beat ISIS.
Well, in his mind, it's to make sure that we launch every Muslim person out of this country and put up a big giant Muslim shield, because they conflate the two. Muslim equals terrorist, therefore.
Right.
He's not only talking about the plain old violence gasm that he gets.
Yes.
But he's also talking about, look, all these kids need to see the violence so that they hate Muslims too.
Damn.
Right?
That's a tough world. That's insane.
It's batshit.
That's so crazy. And he's not even talking about the person that got murdered or the victim.
Okay.
He didn't give a fuck about that.
I never finished the Rick Joyner thing. The Rick Joyner thing, just to finish it up, at one point he says, it's that God is not going to use Trump to conquer other nations.
Okay.
But that the belligerence that is rising up from the countries like Iran, like North Korea, ISIS. Countries like Iran.
Oh my God.
North Korea and ISIS, which is
not a country.
Not a country.
Well, it's the Islamic State.
I believe it is his destiny to subdue them.
Oh God.
He's going to.
Oh,
see, there you go again. Violence porn, domination porn. These fucking Christian conservatives, man.
And also, too, you turn on this the TV, and you live in fucking Iran. You see some white guy saying they want to subdue, you know, Muslims.
I want to hear
it's not
this
good.
Next part, if I can.
This is not helpful.
It's like Cyrus, but says the Lord called him his anointed, whom I have taken by the right hand to submit. To subdue nations before him and to loose the loins of kings.
Did he say to loose the loins of kings? Is that in the Bible?
I shall now loose the loins of kings. God, I love that line.
I don't know if I want anybody's loins loosed in my direction.
The loins of kings.
Ooh.
Whip it out.
And then it goes on to say to open doors before him so that gates.
Blah.
Is Trump going to be used to conquer other countries? I don't think so. But I think the belligerence that is rising up from the countries like Iran, like North Korea, like ISIS, I believe it is his destiny to subdue them.
Jeez.
Oh, boy.
He's going to.
There you go. Oh, I missed the part where he says, well, at one point he says, something is going on that could really be special, and we don't want to miss the opportunity for harvest.
What?
That God is providing with this period of global stability.
Listen.
So he's saying, we're going to harvest, after Trump kills all these people, we're going to harvest all the stability.
Oh my God.
And love out of it.
If you're a Muslim person and you happen to download the Crab Diving Podcast, which on Stitcher, on iTunes, give
you've
us a review.
Been referred to as a harvest.
As a harvester. Yep. We don't hate, in this country, we don't hate Muslims. This is just this one lunatic.
Speak for yourself, you libtard.
We're not all like this. That kind of rhetoric doesn't help.
Children may be able to
back
see
to
it.
Back to Hannity.
Well, hey, have you ever seen any of the games that kids play, for crying out loud? Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Oh, well, that's it.
Meaning what? Like,
then we should allow kids to watch the most horrible violence. Because have you seen the way they play with each other?
Yeah, and you know, it's just as violent as what they might see on Facebook Live when somebody gets murdered, I guess. God, how shitty.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine if you're a family member and they put that fucking video out there? That's fucked up. That is disgusting.
Embarrassing as hell.
Yeah, really. Welcome to America, baby.
No other Alex Jones headlines. Just,
oh,
so you know.
Shit.
Just keeping you abreast of the breaking or unbreaking news.
Somebody gave that loon a Xanax. they shoved the Xanax in his chili.
The Boston Globe, or Baston Globe.
Fuck you.
Done be reporting.
Yes.
This is Ryan's favorite in the White House, Ivanka Trump.
Oh, yes. So great.
We have to listen to her because she looks so damn good.
Yep. Be careful, guys.
Now it's come out that last month, when they had that meeting with these Chinese officials.
Okay.
The same day that she had dinner with China's president. I'm sure it's just a coincidence, Ryan.
Okay.
She won provisional approval for three trademarks in China.
Why are you so cynical? What are you trying to draw? Are you trying to draw a parallel?
The Associated Press reported through the Boston Globe earlier this month, quote, Ivanka Trump's company won provisional approval from the Chinese government for three new trademarks, giving it monopoly rights.
God.
To sell Ivanka brand jewelry, bags, and spa services in the world's second largest economy.
God.
They were
awarded. Spa services.
The trademarks were awarded April 6th.
Okay.
Which just happened to be the same day that the Trump family entertained Chinese President Xi Jinping at Mar-a-Lago in Florida and had some wonderful chocolate cake.
Oh, yes. Listen, and don't be such an asshole. You don't have to bring this up. Don't be such a ninny. You're like looking for things.
Former White House ethics lawyer under Bush,
okay,
GW, a Republican, was interviewed and says that Ivanka should stop seeking overseas trademarks at the same time that she is an unpaid official at the White House.
I mean, it's gross, right? It's like he doesn't, and his whole family, they don't want to let go of their business.
There's no attempt. There's not even an attempt.
Why do you want to be president so bad? Why do you want to rule the fucking country?
We know why Trump wants to be president. He wants the golden carriage. He wants to ride in the Queen's golden carriage. God damn it. Despite
maybe he doesn't.
The security worries.
Oh, God. I forgot that he wanted to ride a little gold thing.
Yeah.
The special chariot.
They're having an official state visit, which many of the Brits don't even want to have.
They hate him.
And part of it was in the entourage or the ride somewhere.
Yes.
The Trump people allegedly said, oh, we would love to ride in that golden horse-drawn carriage rides in.
I'd love a hand job from Angie Dickinson, but some things you just...
Sopranos reference.
It ain't going to happen.
So there you go. The Trump's... it's just like Russia. It's they want it to be Russia. There's no disguising it.
It's not even fucking subtle.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a thing. They went back and looked at Ivanka's sales for, I don't know, some fashion line she has. And when Kellyanne Conway came on TV and she said, you know what? You should go buy Ivanka's stuff. It's fabulous.
Right.
I just bought some. Her sales went through the fucking roof.
And the ethics office said that she should be disciplined, and the White House said, nah, that's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Kellyanne was fine. She didn't do anything wrong.
Actually, Trump was like, what kind of discipline are we talking about?
Well, it's Kellyanne. She's over 40.
Kellyanne.
He's not looking at her. Jesus.
I forgot. I thought we were talking about Ivanka.
Oh, excuse me. She's over 20. He's not looking at her.
Yeah. Jeez. We don't need to discipline her. Her sales fit that little period right after Kellyanne Conway made that mention, like 500%.
Crazy.
It's
which she needs, because a lot of stores have been dumping her shit because nobody's buying it. Remember that little butthurt that a lot of the conservatives were having, that she's being, poor Ivanka's being so persecuted. Look at the libtards are making them take all of her great stuff out of the stores. And then the stores are like, no, we were planning on taking her stuff out because nobody's buying this shit.
Yeah, and maybe you don't want the name Trump all over your establishment. It sours people.
We got a few minutes left here on the big show. Don't forget, we're back tomorrow, hump day, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7, live on the Eastern Coast. Don't forget, we're on iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Be kind enough to leave us a nice review. That would be awesome.
That would be titties. Thumbs us up. Tell your friends about us, god damn it.
We talked about Trump. Oh, we were talking about that yesterday. Trump calling up. I don't think this was covered enough, to be honest with you, that Trump called Erdogan to congratulate him on his dictatorship increase.
That is so fucking horrible.
Congratulations on you shitting on the democracy over there, taking it away from those dumb people.
Well, what's he going to do for? Is he going to have a party and get it, all the other fellow shithead leaders from around the globe together, like Duterte?
Who does he? There was
Erdogan.
A great tweet. I think we might done or retweeted it.
Oh shit!
But it was a short list. You know, you only got 140 characters. It was a short list of some of the world leaders that Trump seems to jerk to,
okay,
and praise
his jerk list,
and the ones that he has shit upon.
Ooh,
and
lay down some plastic.
There seems to be a theme going.
Oh yes, scatological.
God, no, I can't find it. I swore that I retweeted that shit, but it maybe not.
It's
on
a list of world leaders that he likes.
Crab diving.
Jeez, are they actual leaders? Are they any fictional leaders mixed in?
But it was Duterte in fucking Philippines, that lunatic.
Yes.
The Pakistan dude, remember he called him up? Oh, I love you. I love what you're doing there.
He was fantastic.
Fantastic.
I remember that.
Fantastic. You're fantastic. I love
Duterte
you.
In the Philippines was fabulous.
Fabulous. If I remember correctly. Killing those people who are on drugs. Yes. That's great. Love
it. Got a kill list.
Of course, Putin.
Oh, yes.
So it's all these strongmen assholes.
Uncle Nipples, baby.
Borderline or actual dictators.
Yeah.
And who is he shit upon? Merkel.
Right.
Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
A lot of women, I'm saying, on the other side. And
he likes Theresa May, though.
Well, yeah. Oh,
he walked around holding her hand.
She called for, shocked everybody today. By calling for a new election, calling an early election.
Oh shit!
Over there because of their Brexit.
She worried about stability of her country.
She's worried that they're not going to have enough. She's worried that their libtards over there who are anti Brexit are going to put up too much of a stink. So she's hoping that she can probably scare people enough.
She needs to regroup or something. Is that what's going on?
She's like, we should have a strong government behind our Brexit talks before as the European Union decides their demands or their terms of exit.
Oh, yes. I'm being oppressed.
She's decided that they're going to. And as much little as like 3 or 4 weeks ago, she was saying, no, we're going to go straight to 2020. No early elections for us.
Sounds like she stepped out of Keeping Up Appearances.
And then today,
Richard.
And then today she said, well, no, I've changed my mind. We are going to have a new election.
Faulty Towers.
And the head of the Labour Party over there, that giant liberal.
Hello.
I forgot. Corwin, something like that.
Corwin.
He tweeted out, right, bring it. He's thrilled.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, awesome. Because they think that there's more people, you know, that are having buyer's remorse on the whole Brexit thing.
Well, they didn't believe their vote matter.
So if we have a new vote on it, maybe it'll be maybe this will backfire right in her face.
Well, the Brexit was fucking weird, right? I mean, the people that voted for it were like, shit, we didn't know. It would actually happen.
There were, the next day, we played clips of several of them over there who were like, well, you know, I was just mad and at the whole thing. And I thought that I would vote a protest vote. I never thought that it would bloody win.
Do you think the ballot box fairy was going to go in there and change your fucking vote?
Right.
God, guys. Bringing about fascism. Really?
Yeah. So not a good sign over in Turkey. And plus the international observers were like, I think there's shenanigans with this vote in Turkey. Right. And they want investigations. Erdogan is like, fuck you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
basically, however you say that in Turkish. And Trump calls him up. Congrats.
Oh, yeah. Good job, guys.
Congrats on fixing that election the right way.
And wouldn't Obama have someone call him and say, hey, Erdogan, why don't you let these international people, these investigators, look at your fucking election?
Hillary Clinton or Obama would be condemning this election right now internationally and calling for recounts.
You know, I read somewhere that Jimmy Carter is in tears over the state of our fucking democracy. He's like, we live in an oligarchy now. It's We're gone. Fucked. Bye-bye.
We'll see what happens today, though. By the way, it's now about 4 o'clock here. Yes. We're coming up on the end of the show here. 5, 6, 7 o'clock out in Georgia, so the polls might be closing soon. Hopefully,
oh yeah,
the 6th will flip today if that Ossoff guy, who seems to be running in the mid-40s, can pull off 50% of the vote today.
Yes.
It will be
titty.
Not only will we flip that seat, Tom Price's old seat, Newt Gingrich's old seat.
Oh, my God.
But
yes.
They'll be shitting their pants.
Stangard.
Schittler tweeted it over the weekend, specifically a couple of tweets about this guy. They're terrified. The Republicans got the shit scared out of them in fucking Kansas, right?
Yes.
A few days ago when... That guy almost won Kansas.
Well, imagine you're the GOP. You have the House and the Senate and the presidency, but all those people are such crackins. They can't really campaign for anybody else because they're all horrendous.
Well, yeah, it's all,
and especially Schittler,
all swamp dwellers.
Schittler ain't gonna get anybody elected.
So yeah, if Ossoff can pull off the win today, you know, the Republicans think they have a better chance if it's just one-on-one. If he doesn't get 50%, then the person who comes in second gets to go have a runoff election. Okay. And they think their chances are less.
Obviously. With the runoff.
Because right now there's a few Republicans drawing votes from each other.
Yes.
Although there are 3 or 4 Democrats too, but this Ossoff guy is way, way, way fucking
ahead. That's awesome, man.
So hopefully we'll win it outright today.
Fucking Georgia.
If not force a runoff election, but nonetheless, the Republicans are shitting their pants.
Yeah.
Because the Democrats are surging ahead.
You guys are shitheads. I don't know what to fucking tell you.
We got to go, everybody. Thanks for joining us this lovely day. We're back tomorrow. Like I said, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Don't forget to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. You can buy shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little taste, a little nibble. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here.
We get paid, baby.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram at RatedRComedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.